This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Emily Essery Memorial Horse Plowing Event is taking place this weekend on Saturday, October 17th in Whitehall. I had a chance to catch up with Ken Wise of Rood House. Ken is a friend of Mrs. Essery's, and he shared with me his memories of her and also details about the event.
It was 25 years ago I met Mrs. Essery, and she was an avid person in draft horses, the Percherons. And the reason that was that her grandfather bought the Percheron stallion called Carno, which today is represents about 90% of all Percherons are a direct descendant of his. But she was a fantastic lady, and she was great in 4-H with kids and was any type of school activity. She was always trying to help the children, and she loved history. And I like history, and so we enjoyed sitting and talking to each other. And over the last 25 years, every year we'd get together and we'd plow in the bean fields and let people learn how it used to be and what it was like now, and give them the history of the breed. And then in the last year, she was 83 years old, and she passed and went home to be with the Lord. And they asked me if I would take her to the cemetery with horses. And on the way to the cemetery, I asked one of the kids if they thought about doing a Memorial Day every year. Plowing Day. We're just friends to get together and reminisce about how this wonderful lady contributed so much to the community. And the kids thought it'd be a wonderful thing, and so there's four children and many grandchildren, and we've just turned it into a countywide event. Everyone is welcome. Emily always had a smile on her face and always had some type of cookie or milk to give you whenever you was in the area. And she always had a big heart, just a big heart to help people. And that's what I want people to remember while we're out here plowing with these horses. The joy and laughter that Emily used to give us is still there.
And could you tell us where this event is taking place and, where it's taking place, when it's happening, and what we need to know if people are interested in bringing their horses and joining you?
Yeah, we'd love to. It's going to be taking place 1 mile south of Whitehall on U.S. 67. You can't miss it. It's the first crossroad as you come out of Whitehall. It's Walkerville Road. And tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll have a small wagon train going towards Illinois River and return the same place. Same way Friday morning at 9 o'clock until that afternoon. We've got 15 gospel groups going to be there on Friday night singing gospel music around the campfire. There's food involved, and everything is free. And then Saturday morning, all the guys get together and have biscuits and gravy at 9 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock the plowing starts, and we'll plow all day. And that'll finish out for the night, and then we'll look forward to plan for next year.
Okay, and you talk about plowing. So are you going to be in a farmer's field? Is that close by, or how does that work?
Yes, we have. There's a 40-acre bean field right there. Next to the highway, there'll be large signs, 3-foot by 8-foot signs on the highway pointing to that field. And you can pull right up next to the field and walk out and bring your lawn chair and just sit down there. You'll see the big horses plowing. We'll have anywhere from two-horse, two-mule hitch, all the way up to a 6-horse hitch plow with 2 bottom plows. And it's quite an event just to watch the dirt roll over here, crack, and how it used to be in order to get by. We will get wagon rides that day. We will have people riding the wagons out to the field. If they want to ride, they can ride in the wagons. And if you really get energetic, we will let you get on the plow and learn how to plow with horses.
So even if you're not experienced, you can learn something new, too.
Yes, we'll put you on a plow. We put the lines between your arms, and there's a man walks behind you in the furrow, and he holds the lines, and you actually will drive that team of horses to the field.
So this sounds like it could be a lot of fun. Now, is this the second year for this, or how long has this been taking place?
We've been plowing at Mrs. Essery's for right at 25 years. But this is the first time we've done this year. And the reason we're doing it this time of year is that I mentioned the wagon train. We're taking pictures this year for the Wounded Warrior wagon train for next year, and we will be raising funds for the Wounded Warriors. And so if you'd like to be a part of it, just It didn't cost you a dime this year. Next year, we'll ask you to donate money to the Wounded Warriors. But nobody else gets any money out of this. Nobody. And that's important that we help these young men and women who have done so much for their country.
If listeners would have any questions, should they call you for more information, or who should they talk to?
Yes, if they'll call me at 217-248-8515. The only thing I can tell you is that what you've missed is that you'll never get the real true enjoyment until you get to go out there and watch these big, beautiful horses. My one mare weighs 2,400 pounds, and I got another set of mares that weighs 1,900 pounds apiece. It's a wonderful event. You just have a great time coming out and rubbing these big animals, seeing them, just get to watch what all's going on.
Once again, that was Ken Wise with information about the Emily Essery Memorial Horse Plowing Event taking place on Saturday, October 17th in Whitehall. The plowing starts at 9 a.m., and if you would like more information, you can call Ken at 217-248-8515. Tonight is Cancer Awareness Night at the market. To close out a successful season, the Illinois Products Farmers Market, the Illinois Department of Ag, and all of their vendors would like to give back by raising awareness of all types of cancer and celebrate those who have battled the deadly disease. In addition to the live music, fresh produce, and the Illinois products that are normally there, the market tonight will also feature information on prevention, disease education, and support groups, a cardio jam and yoga class sponsored by Fit Club, a free wine raffle will be there courtesy of Thumbs Up Design, and cancer survivors can receive free manicures by the University of Spa and Cosmetology Arts. There will also be a special survivor parade at 5:30. The parade route will be from the Emerson Building to the Farmers Market. Again, this is all taking place tonight at the last Illinois Products Farmers Market of the year at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.